there to my crowns. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownloans.com, follow crownloans_com on Instagram, and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownloansmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation. Hi, my name is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri. This is Conversation Sunday on the Crown Talk podcast. And I have a wonderful author here. Can you introduce yourself to the Crown ones out there?
Hi, thank you very much, Rebecca. Thanks for taking me. So it's a pleasure and it's an honor to talk to you and your audience. I am Roberto Delanis, and I am the author of The Delanis Method. It is a practical guide to success, prosperity, and abundance.
I love it. So can you give us just a background of who you are, step away from just being an author, but who you are?
Okay, I am originally from Brazil. So I was born in Brazil, just to give you like a quick view where I come from, how I am here right now in US. Mm-hmm. I was born in Brazil in a very small town, basically a very low income family. So it's a poor family right in there. And I always had some big dreams for some reason. I had some, I described more or less in the book, why is important for the book.
Yeah.
And I had probably the facility to find ways to achieve some very hard to achieve goals, some almost impossible goals. Right? Mm-hmm. And I end up going to one of the best engineering school in Brazil. I end up working for big companies in Brazil. I had a desire to come to the US. So I had like dreams that were not normal, but it's basically a little bit harder to get for someone that's very poor in Brazil.
Right.
But I tried very hard and I end up achieving and I end up leaving Brazil, coming to US, working here, working for global companies, traveling a lot around the world and virtually achieving everything that I want to achieve. And in the process, I also start helping others to do the same. That has been my passion my whole life. And that's how I got here. And I end up writing the book because I was helping just 1% at a time. Or in places that I work. And the book gave me the opportunity to reach more people and try to help, to be of help to a more variety of people in different parts of the world. So that that's why we are here now.
Wonderful. Yeah, when I think about Brazil, I think about like the beauty of it, but just me looking on the outside and I don't think about like the poverty of it. Cause when you're looking on TV or National Geographic, they show you like the beauty of everything.
Yes, in terms of nature, Brazil is a gorgeous country. So beautiful place, if you like mountains and beach, you have a little bit of everything. The tropical forests, the cold, but also the economy is ups and downs. So we do have like people that have a lot of money and people with very little money, right? So it is a big mix in there. So it's a challenging place. But it's a gorgeous place.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's on my destination list, as I call it.
Oh, you should go. You're gonna enjoy it.
Thank you. So from there, I've heard that you said that you were helping other people achieve their goals. Is that what puts you to creating the book itself?
Yes, I work basically during 40 years in some large companies and multinational companies. I work in different countries. And although I come from engineering, I always had a technical department responsible for business results. But my passion behind the scenes was always to develop my people. It's how to help them not only achieve the business goals, but to achieve their personal goals. Where do they be in life? So I spend a lot of time in my life basically helping others to succeed. And I have a history of every place that I went through, I end up having a lot of people that achieved goals that they also thought was almost impossible to achieve.
Makes sense.
So And I it doesn't mean that my life was always perfectly, everything that I did was perfect. You know, I did very good things. I knew how to be very successful in the business environment. But for some time, I didn't pay attention, for example, my relationships or my health. So I got in trouble too. So you focus in one area in detriment of others. So I ended up having problems in some other areas of my life and went through divorce. I had some other issues. So that's when I stopped and I said, wow, I have a method that I use. I can be very successful in the business set. Mm. Why can't I use the method for everything? And that's how I end up basically making the method as a to achieve prosperity and abundance in all areas of your life.
Yeah.
And I start using these with the people. And they were achieving the same results. So that's what gave me the strength to say, wow, it does work, right? And I have like this been using many different countries and different types of people.
Wow.
Cultures. So it's not like a specific for one type of people. No. Mm-hmm. There are people that are very unhappy with their life. And they have a long way to go and they can succeed. Some people are okay and they know they can get better. And there are also people that are already successful, but they can use the same tools to do better, to achieve what I call abundance. It's a good balance in all areas of their life.
Right.
So that's what drove me to write the book last year with the pandemic.
I couldn't
travel anywhere.
So
I started at home and I said, well, so maybe that is the time that I can take and put in writing what I tell people, what I do with them, the process for them to become successful, I can put in writing. And that's how the book came about. And I ended up last year. So
I was gonna say congrats to you, because I know like last year a lot of people were like just sitting and being still and trying to think what to do. And you were able to produce a book out of it. So wonderful about that. And you know, sharing your methods. And I like how you said that, you know, you were good at working, but when it came to personal stuff is where you were just like, okay, let me figure out the method. But to me, was it that you were applying your work method to your personal life? Was that kind of like the navigation of it?
Yeah, you basically realize that the laws of nature, the how things work is basically the same. Mm. The same way that you focus in an area in business and you establish goals and you visualize what you want to do and you have like, that is the process that you go to achieve those goals.
Yeah.
Same thing for a relationship. You can do the same thing for your health. If I want to improve my health, well, there are some things that I have to do in terms of exercise, about the food, so everything that is related to health.
Right.
And use the same mentally is the same process. I think that's the key. I think at the end of the day is a lot of the mental process is very important. So your belief system, what you think and what you want to accomplish has a lot to do. Mm. And you spend like 20 hours a day thinking in business and you don't spend almost any time.
Right.
In all the areas of your life. And that's why they fail. But if you are able to distribute the time and you can balance your time, you can use the same principles and be successful in any area that you choose to.
Yeah, you're right. I love that, because I always say like I am like when I'm at work, like I know the rules, I know like the boundaries, I know what I can and can't do. And I always tell my manager, I'm like, at work I'm good, but like when I clock out, my life, like I'm living my life, it's like, oh my god, like what do I eat, like how do I do this, and where do I go? And it's like you question yourself more when you're clocking out of work versus, you know, like you said, like working and knowing for 8 hours, like to me I feel like I'm good. It's like when I clock out, I'm like, okay, now what I need to do with my life.
Yes. And that's how, for example, some people asking me, why do you call the Delanese method, right? What really is it, right? And one short answer, just saying a few words, what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. After trying to describe the book and the process and these, I come up with the saying that, well, you can say that the Delanese method is basically a GPS for your life.
Mm, I like that.
What you were saying before. It basically guides you from where you are in life right now to the place you want to be. That I say is a place where you live your dream life.
Yes.
So it is the same way when you go in a journey, that you get a GPS and tell where you are, where you want to be, and give you the direction, what you do.
Right.
The book is designed basically in the same sense. Tell me where you are, So in the book, you have some exercise. So you tell where you are, what you are doing, what your goals, what your priorities. And little by little, you're going to build that road. It's going to give directions how you move the different areas of your life to achieve what you want to do, where you want to be.
Right. So, and then, yeah, that was my next question was, what is the Delanese method? And I like that. You say it's like a GPS. Like I said, I think sometimes when we are clocked out of work and we have that freedom, we kind of forget that we still need to, you know, have goals and have things to do, things to accomplish, whether it's big or small, because it brings us joy, if not anything else.
Yes. One thing that is important about the book is that this is not a theory book. It's not a book that you are going to read and it's going to have all the theories. Why this work, why that doesn't work. Okay. Mm. It's more like a pragmatic book. That's why I call a practical guide, because it is a result-driven method.
Yeah.
It's based on my experience, and then I went through developing, refining principles and exercises, and that allowed me to find out how you do establish your goals, how you overcome the obstacles, and how you achieve results.
Yes.
So the book is designed basically in that sense. So it literally moves you from one place to another. It's not a book that you can just sit, you can read from the first to the last page and you learn something. You don't learn much if you just do, you don't get the benefit from the book.
Right.
You just read. So you have to act on it. Is the actions that are going to bring you results. It's not the book. So the book gives you the steps and you're going to get there, right? I say that I have been successful, the method has been very successful, because what I found out from the beginning is that there are a lot of books in terms of how to achieve goals.
Yeah.
How to establish goals, how to achieve goals in life, in the business, and this. And it's more the mechanics that to define the goal, to assign the timelines and the sequence and actions and follow-ups until you get there, right?
Yeah.
One thing that generally happens when you look at people that establish goals and they fail, if you find out why did they fail, why did they set up for less than what they deserve sometimes or what they want, they settle for less.
Yeah.
Normally because they hit a challenge, they hit like a hurdle, and they don't know how to overcome. So when you are going through a goal and you had an obstacle and you cannot overcome the obstacle, you end up giving up.
Yeah.
Or you settle for something different. So the reason that I have been very successful in this method is that I divide the book basically in three parts. The first part is the story, a very short story of my life, basically credibility to show that I am just a someone like everybody else, okay? I had my pitfalls, my goods, my bads, and I learned a lot. So you can see how I did it to achieve all the progress that I did in my life. Okay?
Right.
Then I spend a lot of time in the belief system. Mm. And the belief system is what I call, you build up your champion's mindset. They are driven to achieve something and obstacles don't stop them. That is the key for the book. I divide the book in two parts. One part is basically that you learn how to overcome the obstacles. Then you go for setting up the goals and the steps and how to achieve the goal. That is the standard one. Mm. So at the moment that you are driving to your goal, that you start your journey, I am sure you're going to hit obstacles. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that you didn't plan for. Okay.
Right.
But you're going to be prepared to overcome them. That's why I have been successful, because people know how to overcome the obstacles and they continue and they achieve the goal. That is the main difference between the normal book to achieve goals and the method. Okay?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm taking in what you're saying. That's very true, because I read like a lot of goal-oriented books just, you know, to get other people's opinion. But, you know, sometimes they don't have the example of saying, well, if this happens to you, like, keep going. And, you know, it might be like a small section of saying, okay, of course, the first time it might not work out, but like, that's it. And it's like, okay, well, what about like the sixth time and the seventh time? You know, things happen. So I think it's very important, like you said, to include that in your book so people can understand that you yourself is human and you do understand that obstacles are going to happen. It's called life.
That's why I believe the belief system, that mindset is very important, because at the end of the day, it's all in your mind. Okay, when something happens, you have a choice how you're going to react, right? You're
yeah.
going to be optimist or pessimist. You're going to go against it. You're going to, how are you going to respond or react, right?
Right.
So, it's important. So that's what you have to be prepared for. So that's what makes you a winner.
Yeah, I've been practicing mindfulness, and it's been really like bringing me like joy and making me just appreciate my surroundings as I am now as I work towards my goals. I used to be scared of goals, but practicing mindfulness is like, okay, this is where I am right now. This is where I'm looking for it to being, but let me be thankful for where I am right now. So,
yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And that's something that is important, that we know everyone has inside of them what it takes to achieve any goal that they want to drive.
Yeah.
And it's all in the mind. So it's all how you set up in order to achieve that. Right? If you go the right way, you can always achieve. There are a lot of natural laws out there. When you fight gravity, it's very hard to move something heavy upstairs, right?
Yeah.
You try to swim against the current in the ocean. It's very hard.
Okay? Yeah, that's true.
You learn how to drive perpendicular to the current to your days. You can make life much easier. Right?
Yeah.
For the goals. So this.
I love that. So I read some excerpts in your book, and I did have a couple of questions just to pull from them. One of them was, I read a part in the book where you were saying that we should not question how we are going to achieve our dreams and our goals. And I wanted to know why we shouldn't question that.
Okay. Sometimes you have some goals, some dreams that you want to achieve, and we start questioning, I'm not sure if I am able to reach, how I'm going to do to get there. Okay. We start putting a lot of questions. At the moment that we start adding a lot of questions, you're basically telling yourself that, I really don't believe I can achieve that. I don't believe I can do that. Okay? You're already creating some barriers in order to do that.
Right.
And normally, when you start doing this, you're going to fail. Now, when you have what I call a real dream, when you have like almost like a purpose, you're doing something, you have like you're passionate about something.
Yeah.
You will do what it takes to achieve that. So if I want to achieve something, I don't know how I'm going to get there. But if it is a passion that you have, you are passionate about that and you want to achieve, you just start moving toward that direction. And as you go that, although you don't see out there, you believe that things are going to happen and you will get there. And that's the recipe for success. It's almost like when you are at night and you have to go a flight stairs to go to another floor. Okay?
Yeah.
In the dark. You give a step. You don't see the next steps. Mm-hmm. But you know they are there. Okay?
Right.
You trust they are there. If you trust they are there, you keep moving and you hit the top. Mm. If you question, maybe the stairs are going to finish here. There's going to be I'm going to fall, right? Then
right.
You freeze, right? And I think that has a lot to do. I think it is, and that is the mental set that you create around yourself. That
right.
You want something, you have to believe that that is achievable.
Yeah.
I say I want to go to the moon next week. I know that's impossible. Okay, so this is not a real goal. Okay. But the moment that I say, if you think about this book, okay, I never wrote a book in my life. I am an engineer,
right.
Technical guy, okay? So when the virus came and I was here, I said, I'm going to write the book. And I said, I'm going to write the book. And my idea is, if I'm going to write, it has to be something that people are going to love it.
Yeah.
They are going to use. And they are going to really have great results. And the book's going to be an international bestseller. So I launched it. If you see what I wrote like a year ago, but like in April last year, that I wrote, I'm going to write a bestseller, an international bestseller, blah, 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 what I want to do. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to publish. I don't know what is required to be a bestseller. I don't know anything about the booking. Okay. But that was the goal. And you say, okay, do I know how I'm going to get there? No. Do I know how long it's going to take? No. I want to try to do in a year and let's see and start. So,
wow.
So it is a typical situation that I had no idea what I would have to do in order to deliver what I set up to do. Okay.
Right.
But things happen. As I start moving, people came along. I end up finding about this person, about this company, about that company. And at the end of the day, okay, and a year later, the book was launched. March 9, we launched the book. And like the same month, it became an international bestseller, right?
Wow.
So it's things that, those are things that I say, you don't have to know how you're going to get there.
Right.
Trust that you're going to get there. And you move in that direction. You attract things that are going to come your way to help you to do it. If
That's
you question, well, I don't know how to write a book. I don't know how I'm going to publish. I don't know how to advertise. I don't move. So would never happen, right?
Yeah, that's a typical example,
but it's a typical one, right?
Yeah, I think like sometimes when we have that idea, like you said, we question it so much. And as you said, it makes sense of saying, don't try not to question yourself, because you will sit there and have like a doubt party. And it's just like, well, how are you going to do this? And when are you going to do this? And normally, even like when we tell people our dreams and goals, they come back with questions. And then that makes us like even more overwhelmed, because we're already asking questions, and then like our friend is asking questions, or like our family's asking questions, and then it's like, okay, well, never mind.
Yes. Oh yes. And those are, that's something that I, if you look in the book, the first chapter that I wrote, I mentioned about this, in the sense that when you establish especially hard to achieve goals, okay, one thing that is important is find a companion for your journey. Find someone that supports you. That when I say, well, I'd like to start a new company, I want to buy a new house, I want to change jobs, that they're not going to question, do you want to do that? That is ridiculous, right? Negative. You don't want to have those negative people around you when you are starting to go. So if you float some goals around and you find people that are saying, wow, that's a great idea, you should do, I know you can do it.
Yeah.
People that are supportive, those are the people that you talk about your goals, but you don't talk about anybody, you don't tell anybody else what you're doing. You don't have to.
I like that.
Just focus on what you want, and the people that you are surrounding yourself that are supportive of what you want to do. I think that's very important, because gives you more energy, and they are not there to tell you if you should or not do the goal. They
right.
are there to support you when you hit some problems, and you're going to have obstacles. And it doesn't mean that because you started the goal that everything is going to go through and you're going to finish. No, you're going to have some points that you have sometimes like, oh, if it didn't happen the way you expected, okay? You just want someone by you that's going to say, you can continue, you can do it, okay? Keep going, right? And you if you prepare properly for the goal, you have already some areas that you believe can go wrong, and you prepare mentally to overcome those.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Okay? I love that.
But supporting yourself, but surrounding yourself with people that think like you, that supports you, that's very important.
Yeah.
Not surround yourself with negative people, because then they just bring you down, right? You don't want that.
No, I feel like when you're around negative people, it's like you're not growing yourself. Like they're shrinking you by questioning everything that you're doing. So
That's true.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching, I think it was called Dream Makeover on Netflix. And it was like the husband and the wife, like did a business together. And I was thinking about what you were saying about like the companion and finding somebody, because they bought a house, but then they sold it to like start a business in like 5 years. Like I think they have like two big stores or something. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. But it, like you said, it had to be them believing in each other and not having that doubt and just saying like, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
I love it.
It's great.
And I was like, oh, I want that. So I speak about self-awareness a lot on my podcast, because that was like my word for me for this year is self-awareness. I carried it over from last year. But yeah, my two words are self-awareness and intent. So with the Delanese method, how important is self-awareness for us to have that with our goals and just our practical lives?
Yes, I believe that like I was saying before, in terms of your mindset, your belief system, it is a major force in determining if you're going to have success or not. You have to remember that inside of your subconscious, inside of your, what is called the belief system, that's where reside your strength, that's where are your talents, your motivation, what I call the empowering beliefs, things that are going to help you to go forward.
Yeah.
But also in that same place, you have disempowering beliefs. You have your fears.
Yeah.
You have things that came from past negative experiences for failures. Suppose you had like in a relationship and you got dumped by somebody, okay? You had a bad relationship, okay? Or you are working and you got fired, okay?
Yeah.
And suddenly inside your mind, you start thinking, maybe it's me, okay? I am not good enough for a good relationship. I'm not good enough for another job, okay? So you start having, you are causing problems with yourself. If you have that mentality, once you start going in a goal and you hit an obstacle, that is the first thing that's going to come to your mind. You see, you are not good enough to do this. You're not prepared to do this. You're not capable of doing this. So in the book, that is what I say, that we focus in the mental strength is how to develop that mindset of champion.
Yeah.
It's basically to do some exercise to uncover those negative beliefs. What are the things that you have out there that basically is hurting you, that is basically causing you to question if you're good enough or not? And once you become aware that you do have some negative thoughts, sometimes it's not even something that just happened with you, sometimes it's as you are growing up.
Yeah.
Depending on the environment you are, you may have supportive people, or you have some people say, oh, you are dumb, okay? You are stupid, okay, you this. It stays there, okay? And then like 30 years later, you have that little thing sitting there, okay?
Yeah.
So the key is that if you're able to uncover some of those negative thoughts, negative disempowering beliefs, you can change them. You can replace them for positive ones.
Mm.
And that is the preparation that we do before you embark in a journey to achieve a goal, is replace some of those negative beliefs that you do have, that you built that that empowering belief inside of you.
Yeah.
So don't question that you are not good enough. So it is very important. I think it's fundamental that you work in that area, that you pay attention to your belief system, because it is the engine that drives you. So everything that you do in your life is a result of how you think, is what you speak and how you act, and it's all connected. Okay. So if your thoughts are negative, if your thoughts are disempowering, your words are going to follow that and your actions are going to follow that.
Right.
Basically, you are in a cycle of disempowering belief, right? And that's not good.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I call it like a relationship with yourself. When you're like you said, when you're in that doubtful mode and you're talking to yourself and you're telling yourself like what you can't do, it's like a relationship with yourself where it's just like you yourself is arguing with you yourself.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, last year when during the whole COVID and just being home more, because now I work at home, and self-awareness was like a big thing to me, because I had to just be self-aware of myself, because I was spending most of my time with myself, and I was like, you know, I need to treat myself better.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That is the very key. Important. You are a perfect person. Okay.
Yeah.
You have like great strength, great power inside of you.
Aww.
We all do. The question is, you have to recognize them, put them to work in your favor, right? So if you think positive and if you move in that direction, you achieve them. But if you start questioning, then you're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
It's not people that hurt us. We let be hurt by other people. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
They that hurt us as we let them hurt us. And that's the key. You have to stop that, right?
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's just, well, to simplify, it's like it's words that are hurting us, but words carry like so much weight and so much power, and that we have to remind ourselves of that when we're speaking to ourselves. So, yeah. Yes.
I saw, I don't know the author, and I may not have 100% of the title corrected. This is years ago.
Sure.
But I always remember that. The title of the book is, "What you think about me is none of my business."
I like that.
And if you think about that, this is very, very important, okay?
Yeah.
So I take this to heart. So I have just a very few people that are, their opinion about myself is very important. So I have two sons. So I have my sons. I have some people that are very close to me. So if they tell me well, I don't like you doing this right or this, I take in consideration. Everybody else, I don't care.
I like that.
They don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I think. What is my purpose? Okay. So I know my goals. I know my objectives. I have my history. I know what I'm moving toward. Okay. So what people around me are thinking is not important. So if you come and say, you are stupid, I look and say, wow, is her opinion important? No. So I don't care. If she thinks like it is, it's her problem, not mine, right? If I look at the sun and say, you are cold, you are stupid, okay? It doesn't change, it continues shining, right?
It does.
it doesn't choose, right?
What
it
right.
Does. You don't change it. So do the same. So if you hear something that basically hurts you, just say, is that person important? If it is a very important person, then you say, well, let me talk about and understand why they are saying that, right?
Yeah.
It's not someone that is really important in your life, that you really admire, that you say, this is a very important relationship. Just reflect, okay? Just like it bounces and goes and say, they don't know what they're talking about. Okay.
I love that. Thank you. I thought that was for me, but that's like just like resonating with me because that's very true. And I think in this world of social media, we should really think about that.
Yes. Yeah. People get sometimes, you see about major problems out there because of comments in social media and some negative remarks.
And yeah.
And that is the key, saying, why are you taking that personally? Why are you accepting that?
Right? Yeah.
Why, that's the key, okay? Don't accept it, just reflect it, okay?
I like that. I might post that tomorrow on my social media, thank you. I love it, yes. That's my crown moment today. Love it. So how do we hold ourselves accountable to reaching our dreams and our goals? Because I know that sometimes, I know that you were saying like in your book, you have to apply what you're reading. And I'm learning that too. Like we can't read a book and be like, well, nothing happened. Like we have to apply. But how do we hold ourselves accountable to that?
I'd say one of the best ways that I think that you can start developing that, you don't go from zero to be 100% accountable. You have to build that. And I think you have to develop what I call an I can do attitude. So that you mentally, you create the idea, I can do it. I am capable, right? And in order to get that, you start with very small goals. So for example, you can take this book. This book you can use to have like an abundant life, basically to work in all different areas of your life, in relationships and really everything, right? If you start with something big like this, it's very hard to get there.
Yeah.
You're not prepared to do like big stuff. You're not prepared to work with big obstacles, okay? So get a small goal, okay? Get something like, next week I'm gonna clean up my inbox and my email. There's gonna be nothing there, okay?
Yeah.
And working this for 5 days and Friday you achieve, then you celebrate. Go have an ice cream or go do something, buy a new shoes for you, okay? So celebrate. Okay? And the following week, get something a little bigger. I'm going to clean up the garage, okay? And then the next week, so you start having small goals that you have control, that you can do like in the next 5 to 10 days. You start with 5 days, achieve. And every time that you achieve, you celebrate. It's very important. Okay? The celebration is very, very important. It's probably what you said, your crown moments, right?
Yeah.
The thing is that you stay registered in your mind.
Yeah.
Something you celebrate is like, wow, that energy now is in a bottle in there. And you start putting those bottles away, way down there. When you have a bigger goal and you hit a problem, you use that energy. You stop and you remember, look, I did all those goals and I achieved them. You see, I had all those celebrations. I can do this too, okay? But just like a sequence. If you start with something that is too big, too complex, two interdependencies out there, it's very hard to do it. And you end up failing, and then it's hard to restart. But if you start small, although you say, I want to start changing my relationships, get one specific area and work with something very small, okay? And keep growing that, the smaller to a bigger, 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 until you get something nice. Because once you do this, you basically built in yourself that, yes, I can do it. Yeah. I already did 20 projects and I achieved those 20. I had 20 celebrations, okay?
Yeah.
So this is not going to stop me. Now I I developed that I'm accountable by myself. I know that I can do it. Okay? Mm. And you end up achieving more and more goals. I think for me, at least, I had people that had this issue before that, oh, I always fail you. Oh, I always fail you. Okay. But I said, you have to build a history of successes.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that take you to bigger success. Okay. If you only fail, you don't go anywhere, right? So you have to achieve success and start small. You can always succeed. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think sometimes people focus on the fails that they don't realize that they actually have some achievements. And they think like, oh, I just failed. It's like, no, like think about what you did 2 days ago. Like you had to achieve, like if you clocked into work, that's like an achievement for some.
Oh, yes. And that is the achievement, I think, the celebration is something that I say in the book. This is one of the exercises that I have.
Yeah.
Because I believe it's very important. You, for example, when you go for a long trip, you leave today, you don't go upset the whole time until you get to the destination. Oh. It's not only the destination that is important. Mm. You have to enjoy every day. So the moment that you start moving toward a goal, don't celebrate only when you achieve the end result.
Yeah.
All the milestones that you have, celebrate each one of them. Have fun for the whole process.
Mm.
So start with the mentality that I achieved that goal. So I'm achieving like the partials until I get to the final one. But have like celebrations all the time. Any little thing that you do, celebrate. Yeah. You don't have to throw a party.
Yeah, you're right.
Ice cream, just have something, just minor things, but at least mentally, you had a celebration. I achieved something. And then the next 2 days you do so, enjoy the journey. It's not only, like they say, it's not only the destination. Success is not the destination, right? It is the journey. You have to be successful the whole journey. So you have to enjoy the journey. If you enjoy the journey, it's much easier to get to the destination. If you are going this way, struggling to do every day, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do that. Then you're not enjoying. Then it's not worth the effort, okay?
That's true.
You are doing something, although it is hard, but you don't feel hard because you know the purpose. You know where you're going, and you know that it's fun what you're doing. Okay, it's a stepping stone for something bigger, right? So I'd say this is very important. Is those celebrations and through the process, through the project, it is very important.
I love that. Yeah, I just cleaned out a closet in my house that has been, next week, I'll be celebrating me being a homeowner for like 4 years. And I cleaned out a closet Sunday and I was like, yay, I did it. I have. So yeah, I get it. And my sister was like, why do you have all those boxes? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, you can throw them away. And it felt so good, like breaking down each box, like throwing it away. And then I was like, look all this space I have. I'm like, I get to enjoy this space in my closet.
You see, you're in the right path. You're doing the right things, you see?
Yeah. Like I did that Sunday. Today's Tuesday. And I'm like, I'm still like on a high from it. Just like, this is what I did. Like I accomplished something. So yeah, I get it.
No, that is excellent.
Yeah, wonderful. So in your book, you have, they're called assignments. And what made you create the assignments in your book, the sections of it?
Okay, the assignments, it is because the book is, like I said, is a practical guide.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I give you a book in terms of how to play piano or even how to drive a car, okay? If you don't start touching the piano, if you don't start driving a car, you're not going to learn. You just read the theory, you get no results. So I believe this book is the Delanys method. It has 180 pages, okay? So it's not a big book. You can literally get a Monday morning with a coffee and you can start reading. You read the whole book and you get no benefit, zero benefit. You're not going to learn anything, okay?
Right.
So the book has 18 chapters, and at the end of each chapter has a small exercise. It's not a homework. Okay? Some things are very simple. Like one of them is this, is find, do something, look at something that you did this week and celebrate it and you achieved. Okay?
Mm.
Or you rate like your life. If you look like different areas of your life, which one am I more satisfied? Which one am I least satisfied? So what you do is after each chapter, you read a chapter, And there is an exercise that you apply that chapter to your life.
Mm.
So you basically customize. You say, to me, that's what it means. Okay, you go to the next chapter, you do the same. Those exercises, they built exercises in the chapter 5, 8, or 10. They are going to use the results from the 1, the 2, the 3. Okay, they are all interrelated. Yeah. If you do the exercise, so you're not going to be able to read the book in a day. It's going to take a few days or maybe a week, okay, or maybe a few weeks. Okay,
right.
You are literally honest and you do all the exercises to the as honest as you can. You put the answers there. Okay. When you get to the end of the book, I guarantee that you are going to know exactly what should be your primary goal.
Mm.
What is the steps to achieve them? How long is going to take? And you're going to be prepared to overcome the obstacles that you're going to hit. So you have the plan at the end of the book. The only
right.
thing you have to do is to follow and you achieve your goal. So I'd say the success of the book, the success of you using the book is in the assignments.
Mm.
So it's very important. If you don't do the assignments, you literally are not going to benefit. You may take some little things. Yes,
yeah.
You may take something to improve your self-esteem or to control bad your stress. So you may take some little tiny things, but if you want to really have a great return from the book, that you say, I'm going to really change my life, I'm going to achieve something that I really want to.
Right.
Exercise. Just work. It doesn't take long. It's literally small. Sometimes you say, oh, it's a lot of exercise. No, some things are very simple.
Mm.
Very, very simple. Okay, you're going to be surprised.
Right.
But it's worth it. I think it's important to do it.
Yeah, I actually like that. And that's why I had a question about that. Because like I was saying before, I'm like some people, they just, well, even some me sometimes, I'll read like a book and then it's like, okay, I'm done. It's like, no, you have to apply what you're reading. And you have to, I'm learning and being an adult. It's like, at least give it like 30 days. If you're going to be consistent with it and apply those things and then see the outcome of it. It's not going to be, like you said, reading a book and be like, okay, I reached my goal. It's like, no, you actually have to be active in the assignments is what I'm getting.
Yes, take action is important. So yeah, you can do all the planning, you can be prepared, you can do everything. But if you don't start, if you don't give it the first step, you're not going to get there, right?
Yeah.
So you do the preparation and then you move and you go along.
Yeah, I like that. So what is your intent for readers when they read the Delaney's method?
My intention is that I think is in twofold. One is that they literally understand and that they grasp the idea that they do have inside of them what it takes for them to achieve their goals, that they literally can achieve what they want. But the second part is that they do it, that they put the method to work. So like I said, I literally enjoy my life, the time that I had developing people and helping people to succeed. And the beauty of the process is when you start using the process and you start achieving results.
Yeah.
Because what ended up happening is that, especially in the mental part, in the mental toughness and learning how to overcome obstacles, you don't use this only for achieving goals.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start using the method, if you use for one project, one idea that you have, one goal you want to achieve, if you use the method and you go through all that preparation for the mindset of champion,
yeah,
you use those tools every day. Every time that you are doing something and you get hit by something that unexpected happens in your life, you know how to react.
Right.
Yeah. It's not going to be used only for achieving a goal. You're literally going to use it all the time. It just becomes like second nature. Okay. When something happens, you know how to react. You know how to do it. So you never go under that big stress that I don't know what to do. Right.
Right.
So I hope that they understand that, in that they use the method, they demonstrate for themselves that works. And they keep using this for the rest of their life. And success is my satisfaction. Okay? I want them to be successful. I think that's the key.
Yeah, I actually believe, like in your book, like you make it seem like you're human, and I like that. And that is coming from a human, you know, sometimes people talk from a point where we look at them like as like that can never be me. Like I can never do that. But I like how you're breaking everything down and saying that this can happen or this can happen for you if you do these things and apply these things to your life. So I love that.
Yes, and that's why in the beginning I decided to, a lot of people question me, say, wow, why did you went through the aggravation, basically, how the courage you had to expose your life in the book and tell the goods and the bads, okay? I said, I have to.
Yeah.
Because it is the only way that you're going to believe me. If I can do something that gives results, you're going to say, who are you to tell me that, right?
Yeah.
But I went through that. And yes, I have the ups and downs, and how did I do it? So you say, well, he's just a guy like me, okay? And if he did, I can do it.
Yeah.
It's very important that I bring the credibility to the table, okay? To say, look, this is who I am, okay? And there's nothing behind the scenes. I'm not hiding anything. So if you look in my website, if you look in the book, there are a lot of endorsements. A lot of people that use this and they literally change their lives. Okay? And it's like, wow. So it's not only, if I was the only one that achieved the result of the method, it's different. But I do have like many, many people that are coming and say, yes, I did change my life. I did improve my life. And that's very important for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. I will be getting my copy of the book as well and sending you an email and saying thank you. So.
Definitely will be. Celebrate together. So.
Yes, for sure. So before we go, before we wrap up, can you share with us a crown moment? A crown moment, if for people who don't know, it's when your heart and your crown align and you just have the aha moment. It could be like a life lesson that you want to share with us. It could be something that you learned about your life. Just a crown moment.
Wow. Let me see. That's an interesting one. I use a phrase in the book that is called the memorable moments, right? The things that happens in your life that you, wow, is the wow moment that you say, wow, that is like amazing, right? And you enjoy those moments, right?
Yeah.
So I did have a few of those, even to get something very recent, like the launch of the book, that although I have gone through many different goals and I achieved them. Every time you put a goal out there, there is something that you don't know how to achieve. For example, I wrote in the book that the book would be an international bestseller.
Okay? Yes.
So that it is written there in the book when I was writing the book. I had no idea what it takes to get there. Okay?
Yeah. So
that it happens and then you say, wow, that goal was achieved, right? So it is like a moment that you say, wow, it is, you feel good because you achieve, but also you feel, it's like you said, when the heart gets together because you say, gives that realization that I was doing the right thing. Okay, that is an amazing moment that you do celebrate, right?
Yeah.
So this is probably a small example, but it's something that even be here today with you, okay, is something great. That is like is a moment that I don't forget, right?
Right.
So you say, wow, to have the opportunity to talk to you, to your audience, okay, and be exposed to them.
Yeah.
I think it's something that I also always going to remember, okay, and say, wow, this is like, it is great. It's a great moment, okay? Something that worth the celebration, right?
I think so. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's true. I love how you said memorable moments, because to me, like, those will be categorized as those crown moments when you look back and say, like, wow, this is what I did. And for you to write down, I'm gonna be international bestseller with like no direction whatsoever, but it happened because you believe, you didn't question yourself, but you just believe that this is what's gonna happen.
I do this because the moments, because I say there are many times, sometimes that there are times that you are doing something with someone special, you're having like a nice dinner, you're looking like a sunset, or you're doing, listen to a song or something that is so gorgeous that it hits you in terms of your mind, your soul, your body, the beautiful moment. Okay. When that happens, I always stop a moment and I say, I'm enjoying this moment. It's like I cherish this moment. Like right now, I'm cherishing this moment, okay?
Yeah.
What is the result of everything that I did in my life? If I change anything on the back, I will not be here talking to you right now. So if I'm here talking to you, having this wonderful moment with you, it's because my goods and my bads that happen. If I change a bad thing that happened on the past, I will not be here right now talking to you, right?
Aw, I didn't think about that.
So that's why you have to be grateful for your life, for the good, for the bads. So if you are having those memorable moments frequently, it means that you are going to the right direction in your life, because you're always having something that you're saying, I'm happy with my life, things are happening great.
Mm.
If you're not having memorable moments at all, you better stop and change direction. You are not going to the direction of your dream. Okay?
I
and
agree.
That's why I try to be conscious in terms of those moments. And today, talking to you at this moment here, it is a memorable moment for me. Okay?
Oh, it's going to be a memorable moment for me because you're giving me like so many crown moments. I didn't think about that. Yeah, next time I have a crown moment, I will say this is because of the result of my life. Like, wow.
It's good, right? It is great.
Yeah, it is. I'm taking it all in.
That's why it's always good to learn from each other, right? Every
yeah.
time you talk to someone, you learn something, you listen something. I'm learning a lot with you.
Yeah.
Those are things that are... That's life. That's what you take from life, right? It's those, the learnings that we do and the moments that you take with you. Everything else stays here, right? But those two things you carry with you forever. Okay?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and that's why like I have the Crown Talk podcast, but when I speak to my authors, I call it Conversation Sunday. It's because when we have conversation, regardless of you being a stranger when I first meet you, I feel like through conversations, we find out that we have like similarities or we look at stuff the same and it's like something guiding us to have conversation with each other where it's not like a Q&A, it's a conversation. So yeah.
Oh yes, no, that is perfect. I think it is an amazing setup that you have. I do appreciate, I love it, the time we're spending together. That's really, really great.
Thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners out there?
No, just thank you very much and say if they are interested in the book. The book is available in the Amazon.com. So just go there, Amazon.com, the Delanese Method. You can go also my website. It's just my name, RobertoDelanese.com. And you have more information there about me, about the book, and also a lot of endorsements.
Yeah.
So you can see what other people are talking about me and about the book, right?
Yeah.
And I really thank you very much for the opportunity and for the honor to be talking to you and everybody else in your audience. So
you're welcome. And just to my listeners out there, I read a couple of pages from the book and I was like trying to keep reading. There was like no more pages left. So I'm definitely getting my copy to support. And also to look at the assignments and apply. That's my word for today is apply and you know, taking those memorable moments reading your book. So I definitely do appreciate it. Do you mind staying on the line while I wrap up?
Me saying a line?
Yeah, do you mind staying on the line while I wrap up?
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up, but do you mind staying on the line for like 2 minutes?
Yes, I stay. Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. No problem.
Well, I broke it up, the connection, I could understand the second half of what you were saying.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh yes, I'm here. Oh yeah, no problem.
So thank you out there to all my crown ones for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast Conversation Sunday. Thank you again, Mr. Roberto Delanese, for just stopping by and speaking to us and bringing us your wisdom. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So that's all my crowns out there. Please don't forget that you are crowned and don't forget your crown. Thank you. Hello out there to my crowns. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, reminding you to subscribe your email to crownloans.com. Follow crownloans_com on Instagram and also like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. All support is welcome and a big help. I am a one-woman show. And last but not least, stop at crownonesmerch.com to purchase She is Crown Tea or He is a Culture Tea. You can check out all the links below for the Instagram page, the website, and also to purchase your shirt. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you for pressing play. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this wonderful crown conversation.